mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For these things, but tonight I want to talk to you about the real you, and I've just entitled this, In Christ. Tell someone, the real you is in Christ. Now, it's up to you when you allow the real you to stand up. When you, it's not based upon when things change, because you are the agent of change. Some things are not going to change until you stand up. I like the story of in Matthew chapter 10, I believe it is, where Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on the water. Notice something about the details of that. It was storming. Amen. Water splashing up into the boat. These robust fishermen thought they were about to perish. It was that bad a storm. They were in the middle of the Galilee, and they see Jesus walking on the water. Peter looks out there in the middle, now in the middle of the storm, and he says, "Lord, if that be you, bid me come." The Lord said, "One word, come." He didn't show him a platform to step out on. The wind didn't stop blowing. Amen. The rain didn't stop beating down on. The boat was still rocking, being filled up with water. But Peter stepped out in that. He stepped out in that. And now we know he sank. But before he sank, he walked the water. Amen. So sometimes when you don't understand who you are waiting for something to change. Amen. Before you do. You know, when the economy gets better, when this or that or the other, when I get enough money saved up, when I do that, when if God speaks to you, that's the time to move. Peter stepped out on the word, come. Nothing out there except a word. No circumstance had changed. The disciples were still screaming and hollering in the boat. It was still a scary situation, but he stepped out. And he stepped out on faith, and he stepped out into a miracle. Amen. So see, sometimes things are not going to change or happen till you take a step. Amen. Till you do something. Till you decide. Everybody following? Because the world will try to conform you to how it thinks. Amen. Show me the money first. Right? You go to buy a home or something, you gotta have a down payment. They want to see the money. Amen. Amen. You ain't signing nothing until they know you got it. They'll check your account. Amen. This world, show me first, not the kingdom. Amen. Why? The kingdom laws are based upon who you really are and what Christ has already done. And it's on faith. The only currency in the kingdom is that of faith. That's the only barter system or system of payment where you can receive something. And if you don't have faith, then you're broke in the kingdom. You're poor. You have people that, you know, God bless them, but people that don't have any money or on the street or something are considered poor because they have no currency. They have nothing, you know, in a society or in a system that a system demands currency. Well, the kingdom of heaven or God's system just demands faith. Now, that person that's on the street that's poor, that doesn't have anything, if they start moving in faith, if they hear the word of God and put faith, faith come by hearing. If they hear the word of God and start putting faith in the word of God, they can come up out of there. God can pull them up out, right up out of there. Oh, yeah. From a pauper to a king. You're not here on earth. You're not here because earth had a vacancy. You're here because heaven had a strategy. You know, just babies being born, just babies. You know, when you look at the overall scheme of things, it's just babies. You know, there's people being born, all that. No, every one of them, strategic, purposed, planned by God. Not another one like them. You're not here just to fill a vacancy, just join the church. No, God has a plan, a strategy for you. When God looked into the future and saw a problem, God didn't speak to it. He sent you. How many know we're here to solve some problems? We are God's instruments. God didn't do it himself. He could have, but no, he said, I'm sending someone. And so this is why it's important to come into understanding who you are. What is your purpose here? What is your domain? What are your giftings? What is your call? What have you been chosen to do? You're not just a person. Tell somebody, you're an answer. You're a response to a problem that God sees in this earth. And many are responses to many problems. Many gifts. You're here to solve a lot of things. But if you don't know who you are and why you're here, then, you know, you can miss that. Because of these things that we are answers to problems, that this is why, and I've said it before, why the enemy in all likelihood attacked you at a young age, you know, with something, you know, to try to disrupt, distract, destroy at a young age, like with Moses. Or with David, or, you know, whatever it was, to try to block you from coming into your true identity. Yep. Understand this. He always fails because God's on our side, but the devil always strikes early when something valuable is coming. Amen. Something of value. Understand that. Don't give him any victory. In your mind. Let, you know, when he strikes, when he comes, no, he ain't got no victory. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, some of these dreams that you may get that are spooky dreams. You know, the devil's all up in your dream and that. Yeah, and then people go to fearing. You know what your dream was for? To make you fear. He ain't got no authority over you. It was to make you fear. Now you walking around. The devil, when you waiting on the devil. Get up and say, the devil is a lie. Amen. Amen. Listen, those things, those close calls, all that stuff, that oppression is to try to get you to fear. Tell somebody right now, no fear here.
No fear.
Let me say it again. The effort is to get you to fear. That's a portal. That's an egress. That's an entry. Now you might, something might have frightened you, but that don't mean you walk in fear. But some people have a dream and they know they're done. They threw. They're scared. They're moving in fear. Don't be afraid of that stuff. He's defeated. He was defeated from the beginning. What we're doing, we are. How many in here would say they have a really good memory? Raise your hands. Raise them up high. How many can't remember anything? No, raise your hands. Don't raise your hands. I don't want to see those hands. Well, you know, really what this is really all about is you remembering who you really are. And we got to dig this stuff from the world off of us because we're in Christ. What Christ came to do was to bring us back to who we really are. That's why we were born again. Because the world had conformed, distorted, disrupted, destroyed, oppressed us to try to mold us into something that we're not. So Jesus came and he broke all of that so that we would start remembering who we really are. Remembering is important. How many remember a lot of bad things? See, you know, the traumatic things that happen in life are sometimes easy to remember until we get healed of them. Sometimes they try to govern our life, you know, like whoopings. Things like that just, you know, you never forget. You know, the sting is. See, when Joseph went through all that he went through, he had two children, two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Their names are symbolic. Ephraim, God made him doubly fruitful. But Manasseh, and this is important, he maketh me to forget. God will make you to forget some stuff so that you can start remembering who you really are. Forget some stuff. Our experience, this stuff that we go through right now, explains us. It doesn't define us. This is just what the world is doing. We dig into the word and we start peeling back the layers on our life and start remembering. Then you start to rise up in the place of authority that God has given us and that we possess. I like the story of Jonah. Jonah, of course, ran from God, was supposed to go to Nineveh, went to Tarshish, and you know, God disrupted with a storm, and they had to throw Jonah overboard, and the whale or whatever kind of fish it was swallowed him up. All right, and he's in the belly of the fish, and the fish went way down. Now you read the language that he's talking about, that the seaweed was wrapped around his soul. It wasn't talking about just his physical body; it was his soul. But at the very bottom, it says, and Jonah remembered the Lord. Listen to me. He remembered. See, this is why it's important that we go back and we start to remember where we really come from, who we really are. The word remember. He reconnected. It says, when Jonah remembered the Lord, that's when the fish got sick. Read the story. That's when the fish got sick, couldn't keep Jonah in there. Why? He remembered. In the belly of the whale, he remembered the Lord. And when he remembered, that was all God needed him to do.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.